Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
As I said earlier, it's always a good day on Thursdays when we get to catch up with what's happening around Stark County. We do that with Stark County Commissioners, and today we get to talk with Commissioner Bill Smith. He is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. And you guys had such a proud moment over in Massillon earlier this week, right?
We sure did. I'll tell you what, that... The sheriff, some time ago, had brought us an opportunity, you know, to, you know, purchase this facility that was built and constructed by an individual, you know, private individual, and they had closed, and so he said, you know, there's this opportunity, so we, you know, we had many meetings with him over it, and went over and viewed the facilities and worked at different things, So it really worked out, and the icing on the cake was when he said, you know what we really need over there, and you'd heard this morning on the news with the CCW and the fingerprinting and that, but he said, what we really want to do with this over there is we want to help train all our police officers in Stark County. And this is a huge credit to the sheriff, because he isn't just thinking about the county deputies. He's thinking about all law enforcement. And as the president of the Buckeye Sheriff Association was there the other day, he said, if you look up and down the row of officers here, there's all kind of color of uniforms, all sorts of, you know, different, you know, areas that they come from. And when he told us that, we said, wow, what a great use of our tax dollars. If we can help lower the cost for local law enforcement to get trained and be trained, and also provide a facilities where we can really, you know, do this together so we're all on the same page. I know he has monthly meetings with all the chiefs. He just reaches out unlike I've never seen, and it just really works. And so, you know, he told me the other day that he already has 14 departments signed up to do training at that facilities. So once they're all on the same page and are all doing the same training, I think it's a real big win for Stark County. And that was really kind of the icing on the cake. We were pretty well convinced to do it, to buy it. But when he came off of that, we said, wow, that's a good use for our dollars now. So
yeah, and
we were really pleased with that.
Like in this day and age, I should say, I guess, you know, people, they want their officers to be better trained. And, you know, this gives an opportunity for different departments, like you say, from all around to really hone in on that training.
To hone in on it, and also we're all singing from the same page.
Here. Yeah,
you know, it'll work together. So I see that to even grow as it goes on. When I was over there going through the facility again, and they did a great job, and most of the work was done by deputies that went over there, you know, in the evenings and that, and really, you know, shaping it up, but. I just heard different things that they're going to be doing and adding to it. And, you know, as the thoughts go on, hey, what about this? What about that? And it's growing already, and it's just open. So the thought process is there. The excitement is there. It's going to be a great deal, you know, and it was a good investment for our county. And like you say, now more than ever, you know, we realize we can't have enough training. So that's a good thing for us.
And it was a good visit to Massillon. Massillon looking good over there these days.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we go over there quite a bit. Last night, even my wife and I, we went over. We ate at Cosmos, and we just go over there quite a bit. It's the downtown over the last several years and many years. It's unbelievable. I have an uncle that came in that was a patrol or as a trooper, and he was on the west side of Massillon years ago. And he was here back home from Florida, and he said he's retired now. He was FBI agent. But either way, he said something about Massillon. I said, you better go over there and take a look at that place. And he come back at night. He goes, oh, my gosh, how it's transformed. Well, sometimes when we're here, we don't appreciate, you know, we don't see how we've changed, how we've improved. But then other times, you know, someone else comes from outside the area, and like, you know, you got Tremont Coffee. I know we're going to get the kids over to this new Chloe's diner. That's really a neat
sit. Yeah.
You know, I went over there the other day. And, you know, you've always got the Massillon Museum. And I was over there for a meeting here this last month. And Cherry Street Winery. And, you know, Tremont Coffee. I mean, just there's so many things downtown, and it's just so well done. And I think their new amphitheater, Duncan Plaza, and that, it seems to be always busy and things happening for them. So I tell you what, if people haven't, you know, gandered over there for, you know, the farmer's market on Saturday morning, and I think they might still have some of the car shows, that they might want to pull up the chamber site or something and get on over there, because there's a lot of places to eat, a lot of things to do. It's vibrant. It's really a great place. And so I think it's sometimes we get in our ruts and in our ways to go, but you know, might want to sneak over to Massillon, because it's a gem.
Awesome. That's awesome. Also a chance for folks to get out to the fair next week. It's back.
Oh,
Bill.
Oh, it's here already. It's here already, and I think it's supposed to cool off a little bit.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed that happens. Yeah.
But yeah, that's always a busy time for us, and I try to hit some of the sales for the 4-H, and of course with the store we stock up some of the hogs and steers for sure, and try to get to some of the other sales, but to help the kids out. It's amazing. There are a lot of hardworking kids out there that really are dedicated, but the fair in itself, the fair board, outstanding. They have done such a great job. And of course, last year was really a hurdle for them, but you know, they've come back stronger than ever, and I think you're going to see a great fair this year.
All right. Well, you enjoy it, and we will catch up with you probably at the fair. How's that sound?
That sounds great. See you there.
Radio depends on the person that's being interviewed.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Canton.
Good morning, Pam.
Every weekday.
Pam Cook and Canton's Morning News.